Governor Gary Herbert first met Robert Redford when he was a Utah County Commissioner, and Redford was developing his Sundance Resort in Provo Canyon. At the tribute that attracted a sold-out crowd of an estimated 700 people to the Grand America Hotel Saturday night, the governor presented Redford with a framed copy of the resolution outlining the huge contributions that the actor, director, and founder of the Sundance Institute has had on the state of Utah. The 77-year-old Redford, who admitted he's a shy guy and isn't one for tributes, accepted the accolades graciously, saying he was touched that everyone could come together and collaborate on something they all agree on, the love of Utah, in spite of their differences. Redford has had his controversies in the state, speaking out against both the Southern Utah power plant and the expansion of the Provo Canyon Highway.
It takes a lot of courage for a governor to honor a man who's been burnt in effigy twice. That was many years ago. Let me just say, right now I'm kind of taken back. I'm kind of, I don't know, slightly numb. I feel lifted and shrunk at the same time. The tribute that you've given me is overwhelming.
Utah, he says, has been a special place to him ever since he drove through the state on his way home to Los Angeles from Colorado.
I didn't know about the culture or the politics. I just knew about what I saw that was physical. I said, there's nothing like it. Stuck in my mind, went home to Los Angeles, and then over time I watched the city that I grew up in and thought I loved being pushed slowly into the sea by a development, out-of-control development, with no land use plan or whatnot. So I suddenly realized this is no longer my home. I don't want to be here anymore. So I sought refuge elsewhere, and I came to Utah. And as the stories have said tonight, you know the story. Married here, bought 2 acres of land at the foot of Tippecanoe because I saw this citadel of rock that seemed to be embracing what lay below it. And I thought, I don't want to coin a off-use phrase, but this is the place.
While his career has been on the coasts, Redford says he wanted a second home for his family outside the maddening crowds and brought them to Utah.
I wanted for my children to have at least part of their time in the mountains because I felt that that time in the mountains might help shape who they might become in life. And maybe that could also carry on to their children and children to come.
While he prefers to stay out of politics, he says he has no regrets and sees that he's done more by following his passion of art and nature than he ever had in the political arena.
And I was very outspoken at an earlier time, and I think my voice or my opinions were at odds with certain leaders in the state, and that's not what I wanted. I wasn't looking for controversy. I was just speaking my mind because of what I felt, what I believed, and I still do. Because the world is shrinking and the planet is shrinking. And I am concerned about what we give to our children. So I decided, no, we'll leave politics outside. I'm going to focus my energies on what I can do and make happen on a more personal basis, and that's art.
That's Robert Redford at Saturday's Governor's Tribute to an American Icon. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.